So we wanted to circle back to this story because I read this in the OC Register, and this is a really important story brought to us by one of our favorite guests, a guy who knows this part of the country about as well as it's possible to know. He is a professor at Chapman University and an OC Register columnist. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show Joel Kotkin. Joel, how are you?
It's nice to be here.
So you wrote this piece about Occidental Petroleum, which is one of the largest employers in Southern California. And they made an announcement they're going to move their headquarters to Houston. Why?
Well, this has been happening for years. First of all, there is a tendency for energy companies to cluster in Houston because that's where the expertise. But California has become such a hostile place for these, you know, more traditional energy companies that they just feel that they can go someplace else. I mean, I was in a Gulf city to be unnamed and talking to a very top executive of a major oil company, and he said he would never put his family in California because in this company, the kids sometimes get kind of harassed for having dads who work for oil companies or moms who work for oil companies. I mean, it's, you know, California has decided to wage war against what has been historically one of its core industries, which is energy. And, you know, you can, you know, there are different ways that you could approach that. But what it has meant is a huge number of high-wage jobs, including high-wage blue-collar jobs, have been sort of gone elsewhere. In the last decade, Texas has created about 200,000 energy jobs, and California's created 20.
Yeah, it's insane. And in fact, one of the crazier, it's kind of flew under the radar because after a while, people just stopped paying attention to Antonio Villaraigosa. But not long before he left office, he actually, it was during that Prop 38, I think it was, campaign, he actually told Valero to leave Los Angeles. We had the mayor of the city of Los Angeles telling Valero Energy to pull up and leave the city of Los Angeles.
And what's really astounding is, you think about it, when I first came to L.A., we had about four of the major oil companies. You know, now you have to show how old you are by remembering that ARCO was here, that Union Oil was here, Getty Oil was here, and Occidental was here. Four of the major oil companies in America were headquartered in L.A., and then there's Chevron in Northern California. Chevron has been stripping jobs out of California for quite a long time. They still have their headquarters, but many people suspect that over time they will pull out, particularly when the current CEO departs. And, you know, this is, you know, we are taking one of the strands of our California, kind of part of our great diversity economically, and we're just sort of abandoning it.
We're talking with Joel Kotkin, columnist for the OC Register, and just a reminder, you can read Joel Kotkin's piece and more in the opinion pages of the Orange County Register, and to get the newspaper delivered and receive full digital access, visit ocregister.com/subscribe. We're at war with a commodity. I mean, the oil is here. There is oil here, right down the block from KBC on La Cienega over there by Slauson. There's a whole bunch of oil rigs, and you know, whether if we want to not be dependent on foreign oil, we should be using our own domestic resources, obviously responsibly. But right now, it's so easy for politicians to jump on demonizing these oil companies and energy producers without any regard for the consequences of what happens when you drive manufacturing and industrial jobs out of the economy. You become an unbalanced economy.
Right. Well, and this one of the great things that people don't recognize about energy jobs, and actually I was talking to a more enlightened Democrat, John Hickenlooper, the governor of Colorado, and he made the same point that these are high-wage jobs and they are also high-wage blue-collar jobs. So there's a lot of technical work done in the energy industry, but there are also a lot of good jobs, you know, driving trucks in oil fields that pay $80,000, $90,000 a year. Those kind of jobs are systematically being eliminated in California at the tremendous cost of predominantly younger, predominantly Hispanic and African
American. Joel, what's the tax consequences of Occidental Petroleum pulling out their headquarters from L.A. to Houston?
Well, there's certainly going to be consequences long term. You know, for instance, when a corporate headquarters, I think part of it's going, they're going to keep the art gallery. Well, that of course won't pay taxes. You know, you'll have probably obviously a lot of high paid people who pay a lot of taxes, property and income and other kinds of taxes, they'll be gone. And also there's the important philanthropic effect. I mean, one of the things that's hurt Los Angeles is that so many of our companies have gone elsewhere, that those companies are now involved in the philanthropic community in their adopted town. If you go to Houston, it's just, you're just astounded by what's going on with the medical center research, with parks development that are being in large part subsidized and paid for by large corporations that have headquartered themselves in Houston.
You know who I blame this on? I blame this on Dwight Howard. He went from the Lakers to Houston, and look what's happened now, Joel.
Well, he's certainly got a better chance of winning a championship with the Rockets.
And businesses,
I'm an old Laker fan.
And businesses have a better chance of succeeding based in Texas than they do in L.A. Hey, listen, thanks for coming on. As always, appreciate it. Joel Kotkin.